Hello, 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 and welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Mark Lupilulupo, and today is a special bonus episode where I'm turning the tables on Rob and asking him all of the questions to celebrate his new book, The Four-Word Answer, which you can order right now on Amazon.com. Now, Rob has worked with some of the biggest stars in the world, Jennifer Lopez, P. Diddy, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, and even British royalty. And now in his first book out this week, he promises to make you the star of your own life. Rob, hello and congratulations.
Hey, Mark, thank you for doing this. It feels a little strange to be in the other seat, but I know I'm in very, very good hands. There are no questions off limits. You've had the advance of the book. You've read the book. So anything you want to ask about the book, it's all up to you. Let's go. It's tea time.
It is tea time. I am so excited to be interviewing you. This is so exciting. So, Rob, we've been talking about this book for a long time, but can you explain what is the four-word answer?
It's a really good question, the most important question. So every successful person I have ever met could describe themselves, who they are, in just four words. It's the most important question anyone is ever going to ask themselves. Who are you? Who are you in just four words? So entire marketing departments, PR departments, branding departments, I've worked in many of them. We had one job, and that was to try and figure out who our clients were and then promote that. I can say only those comfortable enough in their own skin knew the answer. And only those that knew the answer would be successful, which is why it is essential that we all know who we are. Who are you? And you've got to be able to answer it in just four words.
I love that. And like you said, I am lucky enough to have gotten an advanced copy of the book, and I absolutely loved reading it. But there was one chapter that really kind of spoke to me, and it's the importance of making one of your four words SMART. Now, Rob, why don't we feel smart?
That's a really, really, really interesting point. I think the most foolish thing I ever did was spending too much time believing that I wasn't smart, that smart was a personality trait, that it was in your DNA. You were either born smart or you were not. And I always felt like I wasn't born smart. And then my teachers sort of confirmed that at school. I was not an excellent student. And so I just figured out I'm not smart. The problem is, when you get to that conclusion, when you reach that conclusion, you just stop trying. Mm-hmm. So I needed a whole new way of thinking about being smart. And actually, the person that taught me this was Jessica Simpson, somebody who I think the media people think is a ditzy blonde. No, she's the smartest person I've ever met, because her definition of smart is the willingness to try. Jessica keeps trying, so she might be vulnerable, she might feel frightened, but she never stops trying. Smart people fail all the time. Let me say that again. Smart people fail all the time, but they don't care what other people say about them. I thought this was really interesting. Michael Jordan said that he has missed more than 9,000 shots in his career. He's failed over and over and over again. That's why he believes he now has succeeded. It is smart to try.
It is smart to try. You are so right. And you know, Rob, in your book too, you talk about the choice we all have to make in our life. And that choice is between courage and comfort. Now, it kind of relates back to trying, failing, and trying again. Yeah. Tell me about that choice.
It's really, really hard. You have to make a choice in life. You have to decide if you want to be comfortable or if you're going to have the courage to try. So comfort is a much easier option, and a lot of people pick comfort. And often we dismiss this as being lazy, but that's not true. The reason you don't make any changes in your life, the reason you don't get off the couch, is not because you're lazy, it's because you're scared. So often in my life, when I chose not to do something, when I chose to stay in, when I chose to sit on the couch, when I decided in a meeting not to raise my hand, I wasn't being lazy, Mark. I was scared. I was frightened that everybody would think I was stupid, which I now know I am not, thanks to Jessica. I know I'm smart. So you've got to pick which one you want to be in life. Pick courage or comfort. One is a safe move. One is a smart move. And in the book, we're going to teach you how to always pick courage.
Always pick courage. And in the book, too, you write about how working with Diddy taught you to start thinking about winning, not losing. Now, I think for some it might be hard, but you say it's actually really easy.
It is easy, but you've got to train your mind to do it. So one positive thought at a time is the only way you're going to win the game of life. Reject the negative voices inside your head and instead get in the habit of playing what I call in the book the positive mind game. So when a negative thought enters my mind, I flip it. And I suddenly decide to look at it a different way and think of something positive. Oscar Wilde said the following, and I love this quote, "The optimist sees the donut. The pessimist sees the hole." Mark, I love donuts. And when I see one, I don't notice the hole. I notice the delicious donut.
Oh, yeah.
So look at the positive stuff in life. You can get angry about silly stuff. So in your life, if you get a Starbucks and somebody cuts in front of you or you get the wrong order, you get really angry and mad about it. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Look at it from a different angle and say to yourself, I can afford a $7 cup of coffee. Yep. Growing up, I never thought I could afford to waste money on coffee. So circumstances might be out of your control, but the way you react to them, it's not out of your control. That is up to you. Another little trick that I teach you in the book is I started to write down every single day when I complained. I wrote it down. I had a little journal,
yeah,
and I wrote it down. And I added up all the minutes that went on to hours that I wasted each day complaining. It's not good. Replace the good with the bad. Do you know this book, Eat This, Not That, by David Zinko?
Oh, yeah.
He's made a fortune doing these books. I went to his book party, and I was in the bathroom, and it was a sort of a fun event, but, you know, one of those New York events where everyone's so loud. So I just had a second by myself in the bathroom, and I was looking at the cover, and I realized, do you know what the genius of this book is? It not only tells us not what to do, it tells us what to do. So my philosophy is think this, not that, and I think about winning, not losing.
Love that. That is so smart. Rob, you know, I have a therapist and I'm constantly working on myself, but sometimes I do find myself getting into a rut. And you actually have some really great advice in the book for when this does happen and how to get out of it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it happens a lot. It happens throughout the day. It happens throughout your life. You decide the moment you start over. So working with some of the biggest stars in the world, you mentioned some of them, J-Lo and Diddy, what they taught me is that they are writing their own book. And if you think about the book of your life, it has an unmistakable beginning. Mm-hmm. You're born. Mm-hmm. It has a definite end, unfortunately. You're dead. And it has a lot of chapters in between. You decide when to end one of those chapters. So if something's not going well in your life, think of it like a chapter in a book. I want to end this chapter. It can be a really short chapter. It can be 2 pages. And end the chapter and start a new one. Only you have the power to decide when a new chapter starts and an old one ends. And only you have the power to decide if you're going to be the victim or the hero. I didn't want to be a villain, Mark, in a James Bond movie. I didn't want to play one of the mean stepsisters in Cinderella. I wanted to be the star of my life. And when I was a little boy, I was full of that optimism, full of that courage. And somehow life sucked it out of me. I teach you in the book how to get back to that moment. Because let's face it, watering dead plants does not bring them back to life. They're dead. Throw it away and start over. Big things happen when you make small, small decisions. And also remember too, when you think you can't do something, every professional, everyone, was once an amateur.
Mm.
There was a time when young Jennifer Lopez went to dance classes in the Bronx. There was a time, Mark, when my old client, Alicia Keys, was playing a beat-up old piano on 42nd Street in a one-room apartment. And so remember that. When you focus on the next 4 minutes, the next 4 years will take care of themselves.
That's right, bit by bit. And Rob, before we go, I want to ask you something or talk to you about something that you said every smart person does. I know you because I've known you for a decade. I know this is something you do on the regular. They set a deadline.
Oh, it's one of the smartest things I learned working with some really, really smart people. Saying, I will do it tomorrow, That's the easiest way, Mark, to make sure you never do it at all. It's never going to happen. And the reason we do this once again is because we are scared. It's frightening. It is frightening to follow your dreams, which is why we convince ourselves day after day, we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow, Mark, because it's too scary to do it now. But if you do that, I guarantee you're never going to do it. While researching the book, it's full of celebrity quotes, some amazing things celebrities have said. And one of the quotes that stopped me in my tracks was Pablo Picasso, very fancy. He said, quote, "Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone." Oof. Has that happened to you, Mark, that you've put stuff off and you've just never done it?
Yeah, it's true. It gives you perspective. And, you know, time doesn't stop for anyone. So if you want to do something, it's something it is that you care about, you got to go for it.
Yeah, think of it like this. Think of it. Excuses, they're just your fears trying to convince you not to do something new. So the next time you make an excuse, don't do that. Admit that you're scared. I admit it to myself. I'm like, oh, that frightens me. You know, when somebody asked me, a publisher asked me to write a book, I put it off until tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and I never did it until one day I realized, and I learned this from Jessica Simpson, I was making excuses because I was scared. I admitted I was scared, and then do you know what I did, Mark? I set a deadline. I said, by the end of next week, I'm gonna have 4 pages, not a book. 5 pages, maybe a chapter by the end of the month. And I set really rigid deadlines, and that ensured that my excuses had to disappear, because smart people are never too busy to make time to do something really important, something that they love. Procrastination, that's not who you are. It's not in your DNA. It's what you do. So to break the habit of not doing anything, set a deadline. And I promise you, really successful people do this. And find time for the things you really love. I found while doing my research that Taylor Swift, arguably one of the busiest people in the world, she likes to make snow globes. She makes snow globes herself. Really? And she said she never, ever is too busy to find a jar, find some water, find some glitter, and to make a snow globe. Aww. So if Taylor Swift, if she can find time to do something she loves, then you can too. I have this new rule in my life, and we talk about it in the foreword answer. I never, ever say I'm too busy. I say it's not a priority.
Wow, that's life-changing.
Because I can find time to see Madonna.
Yes.
I can find time to watch the Kardashians. So if I can find an hour a day, an hour a week, to watch my favorite TV show, then I'm really not too busy to go to the gym. I'm really not too busy to meet my friends. So when people text me and invite me out for dinner or drinks, and I wanna say I'm too busy, I say at least to myself, it's not a priority.
Boom. Ooh. Boom.
And if you know who you are in 4 words, you'll know what your priorities are. Once you know who you are in 4 words, it's life-changing, Mark. I've been doing this now for over a year. I've never been happier. I've never been in a better shape physically or mentally. I start every morning when I brush my teeth with my 4 words. I say my 4 words into the mirror. Before I go to bed at night, I say my 4 words. And yes, there are moments in the day when I mess up and I do something that I don't think really reflects who I am. Kind is one of my words. So I say every morning, Rob Shooter, you are kind. And then throughout the day, there's things that come along that make me a little bit grumpy. But I stop and I remind myself, that is not me. Yeah. Rob Shooter, you are kind. And if I have to get up from a table and go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and remind myself, I do it. Some days I have to remind myself 6 or 7 times a day, Mark. But start with yourself. It's crazy to me that we probably know more about our favorite celebrities than we know about ourselves. We really do.
We do.
Like if I showed you pictures of your lips or your bottom, I bet you could pick Kim Kardashian's bottom out of a lineup. I bet you could pick Julia Roberts' mouth out of a lineup. Could you pick your own? I couldn't a couple of years ago because I didn't know who I was. I just didn't know, Mark. And this whole book is about getting you to think about that. Who are you? Are you naughty? Are you nice? Are you kind? Are you funny? Are you cheeky? And that's what I learned from these celebrities. I knew, in 4 words, every person I represented. So if an offer came in for J-Lo to do a cover of a magazine, if it didn't match three of her four words, we passed. So if it was a frumpy magazine, if it was a magazine that was really sort of conservative, that's not the right choice for Jennifer Lopez, because I know who she is. Diddy, one of his words is important. Diddy thinks of himself as a king. And so I know who this guy is.
Right.
Jennifer was sexy. Jennifer was confident. Alicia Keys had different words, so we don't all have the same four words. There are certain words like kind that I think apply to all of us or should, but then you pick your four words. And in this book, we're going to go through it. We're going to pick your four words, and then you're going to say your four words every morning, every night before you go to bed, and every time you find yourself getting annoyed, you're going to find a mirror or close your eyes and remind yourself who you are.
Ooh, Rob, I'm fired up right now. I'm so excited. And I can tell everyone at home, you know, I've been on this journey with you over the past year or two of doing this podcast, doing this show, and I've seen your transformation. You've changed so much. You really have come into your own. You're happy, you're fit, you're healthy. And I've never seen you shine in the way that you are right now.
Thank you. You know, I always sort of was this guy. Just life got in the way. And I think that happens. I was a really happy young kid, and life got in the way, and I allowed that to happen. And because I worked with some really big personalities, I got lost.
Yeah.
I didn't remember I even existed. In fact, I was no longer Rob Shooter. I was Jennifer Lopez. I was Alicia Keys. I was Diddy. I thought I was them. And you never are. So if you have an overpowering boss, a lot of us can relate to that. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. But if you have an overpowering friend, an overpowering husband, wife, you've got to find yourself. You've got to remind yourself who you are. So once you find yourself, remind yourself who you are every single day. And there will be moments when you mess up. We all have them. But in those moments, think, the character I am, the person I am, the hero I am in my book, would that person do that right now? If you were watching a movie and suddenly Carrie Bradshaw did something really out of character, say she wore clothes that were not terribly fashionable, we'd be like, oh, she would never do that.
Right.
That is just not who she is.
Right.
Who are you? And once you figure that out, you will be able to recognize all the things you do that are not in character. And once your life aligns, once what you do in life aligns with who you are, once they connect together, fit together perfectly.
Ooh, and I think at that point you are unstoppable. And Rob, you are unstoppable and you are truly the best. And this book is even better. OK Magazine is already calling it the best self-help book ever. And I know they are right because I read it. So be sure to order your copy right now on Amazon.com. And I want to thank the Naughties and everyone listening for listening to the Naughty But Nice show with Mark and Rob, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. It really does help. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!